American Broadcasting Company presents Ladies Be Seated with Tom Moore.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to Ladies Be Seated. How nice to have you all here today. Well, gee whiz, I only see one or two fezzes in the whole auditorium today. I guess all the Shriners are just kind of worn out and didn't get to the show. Glad to have you here with us. And before we start the game, I want to point out to you that our Ladies Be Seated alarm clock is ticking away on the stage there. It was set for us today by Mrs. Chet Hopper, or Hooper, I don't know which, of Austin, Minnesota. She's the only one who knows when the clock's going to ring, and when it does, if I'm talking to one contestant and one contestant only at that time, she'll have a chance to answer a question, and if she gets it right, she'll take home this beautiful $200 hand-tailored ladies' suit designed by Carmen Duro of Duro Brothers Gentlemen Tailors in Chicago. It's gorgeous. Well, here are three pyramid players. Let's find out who they are and all about them. Your name, ma'am?
I'm Mrs. Darcy Wold.
Where are you from?
I'm from Biloxi, Mississippi.
Well, Mrs. Wold, is it?
That's right.
Well, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Why are you in Chicago?
Well, I'm here visiting.
Who are you visiting?
My mother-in-law.
Yeah. Where's Mr. Wold?
He's working.
Back in Biloxi?
No, he's working here.
Well, now, let's get this straight. You're visiting your mother-in-law, and Mr. Wold is working here.
That's right. When we find a flat, we're going to move up here.
You are? Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that swell? What kind of work is Mr. Wold in?
He's a salesman.
What does he sell?
Carbons and typewriter ribbons.
Business pretty good?
No.
It isn't? Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope more people need typewriter ribbons, and very soon. Here's our second player. Your name, ma'am?
Cora Burke.
Say, Cora, you're just about the prettiest girl I've seen this afternoon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Where are you from?
Peoria, Illinois.
Well, how are you, Cora?
Fine.
What are you doing up in Chicago today?
Oh, we came with the Shriners, and we're just ending it up by coming to see you.
Well, that's a good way to finish, don't you think?
I think so.
Who'd you come up here with?
Oh, I came with my husband and my sister and her husband and my mother.
What does Mr. Burke do?
Oh, he's a custodian in the Harrison School in Peoria.
A school custodian, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, how long has he been with the Peoria School?
Oh, he's been there about 9 years.
Well, isn't that swell? Uh-huh. How long have you been married?
Oh, it'll be 40 years this December.
No kidding. Well, isn't that lovely? Let's give Cora a nice hand. Cora, are you this happy? Do you laugh like this all the time?
All the time.
Well, that must be wonderful. Let's meet our next player. Your name, ma'am?
Glee Roberts.
Where are you from, Miss Roberts?
Dixon, Illinois.
What are you doing up here today?
I'm just here with my girlfriend, having a nice time.
Well, my goodness. Listen there.
Came to see you.
Oh, now, cut it out. You didn't. Yes. You and your girlfriend came from where? Dixon?
Yes.
Where is Dixon?
Well, we came by the way of Peoria.
You didn't by any chance meet Mrs. Burke on the way, did
no,
you?
No, we didn't. We came in on the rocket this morning.
What do you do down in Dixon?
I work.
Doing what?
Play golf.
Play golf. It's a wonderful way to make a living. I gave it up several years ago. We're glad you're here. Yes.
This gal has a very special message just for you. I want you to get it to her.
You mean Mrs. Wold, Don?
Oh, yeah, yes, indeed.
Well, what special message is it, Mrs. Wold?
Well, they had a radio poll taken down to Daily Herald in Biloxi, Mississippi,
yes.
And they voted you as the most popular personality on the air.
Well, how nice. Well, that certainly is an unexpected thing. I mean, I didn't know it. Isn't that nice? What's the name of that newspaper?
The Daily Herald.
The Daily Herald. A patent order is 10,000 copies today at once. All right. Thank you for telling us, Miss Wold. That was very nice. All right, girls, we're ready to start our pyramid game, and here's how we play. Now, we're going to have a spell down of questions. You'll each get one question per round. If you answer correctly, you stay in for the next round. If you miss, out you go, and the other ladies go on with the game. And the one who's standing up at the last, she's the girl that plays pyramid. Mrs. Wold, we'll start with you. Now, this is a song, and I want you to tell me what kind of an evening it is in this song. Isn't it hum? Music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it moving shadows right, the oldest magic word.
Kind of a night's that?
It's wonderful.
Well, it sure is wonderful, but there's another name for it. What is it, folks?
Romantic. Dorothy, I'm sorry. Now, if anybody gets theirs this round, that means you're out of the game. Cora Burke from Peoria. Tell me the girl's name I'm singing about in this song. How I love the kisses of ha-ha-ha. I, not Marie or Emily or Doris, only my heart.
Ilona!
That's right! Keep that beat on us, Missy! Absolutely right!
Well, Mrs. Wolf, gee whiz, you didn't even get past the first round, but we want you to take home a couple of nice things to Biloxi. Here's a Minnetonka swimsuit in your choice of single or two-piece design, and I'll bet it looks good on you, too. And we want you to have this Jacques Chrysler circlet watch bracelet. And let's give Mrs. Wold a hand. She reminds you of her. All right, here's Glee Roberts. Is that Mrs. Roberts?
Glee.
Glee?
Yes.
Just Glee Roberts?
Yes.
Miss Roberts?
Yes.
Oh.
Don't know what's the matter. Those fellas down in Dixon, they must walk around with blinders on. Miss Dixon, I want you to tell me the wonderful thing I'm singing about in this song. That old ha-ha.
Magic has me in your face.
She got it. That old black magic. Very good. All right. So we go into our second round now. And here is Cora Burke of Peoria and Clee Roberts of Dixon, who came by with Glee, who came by way of Peoria. Good. Here's our second round, ladies. Now listen carefully. Mrs. Burke, if you took a creel with you on your vacation, what sport would you be planning to participate in? Fishing or riding or horseshoe pitching? A creel.
Fishing?
Yeah, that's right, girl. She said fishing. Hey, Cory, you're doing well. All right, Clee Roberts, here's one for you. In a clock that strikes the time of day, does the first or the last stroke mark the exact hour?
I want to concentrate. Wait a minute. I see. The first stroke.
That's right, the first stroke. And both these ladies got past this round. Now we're going to be a little tougher, Cora and Glee. Here we are now. Listen very carefully. Cora, all you have to do is say true or false. Peppermint is obtained from the bark of a tree. True or false?
False.
False is right. That's the girl. Shut up, girl. Cora's doing well. All right. Now here, Glee, is... All right, here we are. Here's your question. Fog is caused by warm air blowing across a cold surface. True or false?
Wait a minute.
All right. Which would you say?
It's cold air blowing into the warm.
Cold air blowing into the warm? No, I told you a true statement. Fog is caused by warm air blowing across...
Into the cold.
Yes. I'm sorry, young lady. That means we're going to have to sit you down. But we have something nice for you. Here's a wonderful lingerie trio, Bravaloo by Gratis. It's a petticoat, slip, and gown of fine crepe and imported lace, and a bottle of Corday's famous perfume, Lardon Nuit, imported from Paris. Let's give her a hand. She worked very hard. Well, Cora... Here you are, the winner of the pyramid game, standing right up here. Now, Cora, here's how we do it. Have you ever heard us play pyramid?
Oh, yes.
Lots of times?
Oh, every day.
Well, good. Then you know we have three pyramids of prizes. The little one has four in it. The big one has five prizes. And the great big one has six. Which will you try? What do you say,
oh,
Cora?
Oh, gosh, you got me scared.
Now, don't you be...
How many does the first one have?
The first one has four little prizes, and the medium has five medium prizes, and the big one has six big prizes. What do you say?
Oh, I'll take the six.
She's going to take the six. All right, good. Now, Cora... Say, Cora's having herself a ball, isn't she? That's well. Cora, Now, here's what we have to do to get you home with all those prizes. I have three songs here. They represent the three steps to the top of the pyramid, and I want you to finish these songs for me. I start them, and you finish them, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, if you miss any one of the three, you have to sit down, and it's all over, okay?
All right.
All right, try this one now, my dear. Here's the first one. Just finish it. There's an old spinning wheel in old Cora. Wait a minute, Cora. Gee whiz. There's the alarm clock. There's a girl. Now, Cora, quiet, everybody, please. If Cora can answer this question in 10 seconds, and we want no help now, please, from the audience, she'll take home a $200 Duro Brothers suit specially designed by Carmen Duro. All right, Cora, it was in all the papers this morning, and please, no help from the audience. What was the Senate vote on the ratification of the Atlantic Pact yesterday? How did they vote?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Wouldn't you know?
No, I sure wouldn't.
Oh,
I wish I did.
I wish you did, too. Better take a guess, Cora.
How many votes?
Well, no, what was the vote?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You folks know what it was? Well, yes, they passed it, but we wanted the vote. It was 82 to... Right, there's a lady back there in the red hat. She knew it, 82 to 13. Well, that's too bad, Cora.
It is, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, too, but you can still take home six lovely prizes if you can climb to the top of our pyramid. Now, we'll start that song over. Remember, you have to finish these. Here it is. There's an old spinning wheel in the parlor, spinning dreams of the long
ago.
That's right, long, long ago. Good. That's the first step, Cora. Here's the second now. I want you to finish this little song. Rain on the roof. I hear the patter of the rain on the roof. The pitter-patter of the rain on the roof makes me want to...
love you.
Well, now, that...
Come on, Tom.
Cora, doggone. What is it, folks? Makes me want to what? Don't anybody know it? Why, Nick Lucas sang this song for 40 years. Makes me want to dream. Don't you remember? Nobody remembers it? All right, we'll throw it out then if nobody remembers it. If you want to know the real reason it was in here, Orrin Tucker used to let Phil Patton sing it when they were playing a small job. All right, I'll tell you what. We'll make you a deal then, dear. Now, this is one I know you know, Cora. If you finish this one, we'll count you up to the top of the pyramid. Okay, everybody? Good. All right, Cora. Now, listen carefully. It's an old-time baritone's favorite. Here we go. What are you doing, Heaps? No. The one on the list there. That's right. Just a minute. Heaps, I'm getting tired of this. Patton, you go over and play the organ. Are we ready?
On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play, and the dawn comes up like what?
What does the dawn come up like, Cora?
Daylight?
No. What is it, folks? Thunder. Cora, we just couldn't do it. That's too bad. I'm sorry, too. But you've been so wonderful. We want you to have a couple of nice things anyway. Here's a Hollywood sandwich grill with a cast aluminum grill. Do you like
thank
that?
Thank you very much.
And also, to make your cooking easier, we'll send you home with this Scientific Darby infrared cooker. How's that?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Corey. You were mighty nice. Now let's meet some of the young folks who are here in our audience today. Here's a mighty pretty young lady. Let's find out your name, honey. What is it?
Jacqueline.
How old are you, Jacqueline?
6 1/2.
Well, you're sure a mighty pretty girl, you know that? Huh?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You go to school?
Yes.
What you learning to be? Huh?
A girl doctor.
Oh, you're going to be a girl doctor. Why do you want to be a doctor?
I don't know.
You don't? You just like to be one, huh?
Yeah.
Fine. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
A sister.
How old is she?
1.
1 year old?
Yes.
Well, now, there's some good practice for a budding girl doctor. Do you help Mama with her?
Yes, sometimes.
What do you do?
I watch her and I play with her.
Yeah, ever feed her?
Sometimes.
Ever give her a bath?
I hold her in the sink, though.
You hold her on the sink and Mama gives her a bath, I see. Do you have any pets?
Yes, 5. The mother cat and 4 kittens.
Mother cat and 4 kittens? Gee, when did you get the kittens?
Last night they were born, and their eyes are still shut.
They are? How big are these little baby kittens?
They're about this tiny.
Yeah? And their eyes are still shut?
Yeah.
What color are they?
One's yellow and 1's gray, and 2 of them are black and white.
Well, gee whiz, you like them?
Yes.
How about the mama kitten? Was she proud of them, you suppose?
Yes, but I don't remember all the colors. I remember she's got black and white.
Yeah.
And brown. I think that's all.
The mama kitten has all those colors. Uh-huh. Well, that's nice to get that all straightened out. Now, before you go away, I want you to take home something I bet you'd like, honey, for a pretty 6 1/2-year-old girl. Here's a great big giant-sized junior deluxe ball-bearing velocipede. It has puncture-proof tires, an extra-heavy tubular frame. You like it? Huh?
Mm-hmm, yes.
All right, you can ride that right home. Let's give that young lady a nice hand. Well, now we have 2 fellas here on the stage with us. Let's find out who they are. Your name, sir?
Jerry.
What's your name?
Tom.
Tom and Jerry. Are you fellas brothers?
Twins.
You're twins? Which one of 's the oldest, Tom?
The one.
Oh, you're just the same age because you're twins, huh?
Yes.
I see. Jerry, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Doctor.
What do you want to be, Tom?
Doctor.
Everybody wants to be doctors today. Tom, why do you want to be a doctor?
Because I like to help people.
Well, that's nice of you, son. That same with you, Jerry?
Yes.
Good. How old did you fellas tell me you were, 6 1/2?
6 1/2.
Mm-hmm. I see you're training your hair to lay down now.
Yes.
Kind of a job, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
How long have you been putting that stuff on it?
About 5 years.
About 5 years? Boy, you haven't made much progress yet, have you, Tom?
No.
Who combs your hair this morning?
My mother.
Who combs yours, Jerry?
Mother.
What'd she use, an egg beater?
Huh? No.
Say, do you fellas ever have any fights?
Yes.
I mean, between yourselves?
Yes.
Who wins them?
My brother. Me.
Oh, you do, huh, Tom? Listen, when somebody comes up and starts picking on Jerry, Tom, what do you do?
I knock him off.
Oh, you knock him off. You do the same, Jerry?
Yes.
In other words, when they fight one of you guys, they have to fight them both, huh?
Yes.
So how about you, Jerry? You got a girlfriend?
Yes.
You have? What's her name?
Tony Rom.
You like her, huh?
Yes.
Well, Tom, you got any girlfriends?
Yes. Joan Girls and Delore Poole.
2 of them?
Yes.
Oh, you got 2. Well, how come Tom has 2 girlfriends and you only have 1, Jerry?
He doesn't make up his mind about them.
Oh, he doesn't. Hey, Tom, why haven't you been able to make up your mind about your girlfriend?
Because they both want me to marry him.
But you haven't decided which one yet, huh?
No.
Well, you have plenty of time, I think. Well, boys, let's see what we can rustle up for you fellas to take home that you'd like. I know. Here's something for twin brothers. Here's an H.O. Gage model electric train. It's a Varney. It's complete in every detail, and you build it yourself. Your dad will help you with it. And so you guys will have plenty of stuff to drink when you're out on a picnic. Here's a Coca-Cola portable picnic cooler filled with a case of Coke. Okay, fellas?
Yeah.
Well, so long, Tom. Bye. Now, here's Don Ward with our feature that's strictly for you listeners at home, our Heart of Gold contest.
Okay, Tom. Every day on Ladies Be Seated, we will select a Heart of Gold winner. So send us a letter about a friend, a neighbor, yourself, or someone you've heard about. The editors of True Romance Magazine are our judges. Address your letter to Heart of Gold, Box 33, New York 20, New York. Now, if your nominee is selected as a winner, the person you have named will receive a wonderful gift. And for writing your letter of nomination, you too will receive a gift. And on Monday, we award our grand award. So write us. We want your story. Now here's Tom Moore with today's story of Our Heart of Gold.
Mr. Danny Graham of El Paso, Texas, is a postal clerk who has a bunch of kids of his own. He likes to have more around him than his own, even. Mrs. Graham must be the same kind because they've done a wonderful project the last few summers. They've purchased film equipment. He rents the equipment, rents the films. They sit down and have an open-air moving picture free for all the kids who want to come every night all summer long. We think that's great. That's why our judges, the editors of True Romance Magazine, have said that Mr. Danny Graham's our heart of gold for today. We're pleased to send to Danny Graham of El Paso, Texas, this kitchen air ventilator that keeps his kitchen cool and free from food odors, and to our nominator, Mrs. E.M. Hatfield, also of El Paso, six pairs of beautiful sheer ring-clear nylon hose.
Listen for our weekly grand award winner next Monday, and listen tomorrow for another daily winner with A Heart of Gold.
Well, we just had some real good news on Ladies Be Seated. We had word today from Roy Young, Director of Agriculture for the state of Illinois, and Henry White, the General Manager of the Illinois State Fair, and Jake Ward, the Executive Assistant General Manager of the fair, that we're going to be in Springfield, Illinois, the whole week of the Illinois State Fair, August 15th through 19th. We'll be broadcasting from the state fairgrounds, and we hope you folks will come down and see us. It's our fourth year at the fair, and believe me, we're really looking forward to spending that week down there. Sounds good, doesn't it, Phil? Well, look out, Springfield. Here we come. Well, I turned around expecting to see three beautiful singing grannies on the stage, and what did I find? Three old goats. Singing husband time today, and let's meet our three candidates. Your name, sir?
Atwood Belcher.
Where are you from, Mr. Belcher?
Arlington, New Jersey.
And what are you doing in Chicago, sir?
I'm on my way to Minnesota having a vacation with my wife in the car, and we're going to go up through Canada and back to the Northern Lake section. And
say, what do you do?
Well, I'm semi-retired now.
Semi-retired. Boy, that sounds like it. Sounds like a wonderful trip. Mr. Belcher, how long have you been married?
35 years.
Well, good. We're glad you're here as a singing husband today. Here's our second candidate. Your name, sir?
Steve Tilley.
Steve, you look enough like President Truman to be him. Look at him, doesn't he? He really does. Where are you from, Steve?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
And what do you do, sir?
I'm a conductor on the Burlington Railroad.
A conductor on the railroad?
That's right.
How many years?
I've been at Burlington Railroad 36 years.
Well, gee, when it's Christmas, you must be a pretty good conductor. How long have you been married, Steve?
Been married 34 years ago yesterday.
You were with the Burlington 2 years, and then
I was breaking when I was married.
34 years ago yesterday?
Yes.
Well, congratulations to you. I think that's swell. Here's our third singing husband. He's the youngest one of the group. What's your name, sir?
Al Mateko.
Al Mateko. Where are you from, Al?
I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And what are you... Well, you got some friends here, I see. What do you do, Al?
Well, I'm a student. I'm a physical education major at Augsburg College in Minneapolis. I also have another major. It's a combined social science major.
Uh-huh. And how long you been married?
I've been married exactly 12 days.
Oh, 12 days! So you're here on your honeymoon, huh?
We're visiting Chicago as part of our honeymoon trip. And my wife is in the audience, and her name is Jo.
Yeah.
And she was recently selected the all-purpose sports girl at the Northwest Sportsman Show in Minneapolis in April.
Where is that girl? Stand up. I'd like to take a look at her. Where is that champion? There she is, and mighty pretty. Now, here's a physical education major. Are all those shoulders your own, Al?
Well,
out to about there. Huh? All right, swell. You've met our three singing husbands. Now let's hear them sing. Now remember, ladies, these fellas aren't any Comos, but they're going to do the best they can for you. So treat them gently. Here's Atwood Belcher, who's here with his wife on a vacation. Atwood, what are you singing?
If you knew Susie.
Good, let's hear it.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, oh, holy Moses, what a chassis we've been riding.
Well, I hope you're coming great. Here's our second singing husband now, Steve Toohey from out in Lincoln, Nebraska. He's a railroad conductor. What are you singing, Steve?
Take the ball game.
Hold on. Don't just tell me what you're singing.
Take me out the ball
game. Take the ball game. All right, here we go.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if me nothing can crackle this one, two, three for the whole thing. We don't win, it's a shame.
All right, here's our third singing husband. He's just been a husband 12 days. Al Matacone, what you singing, Al?
Tom, I'm going to sing My Wild Irish Rose.
Good, let's hear it.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows.
We search everywhere, but not in the fair. It's a wild
Irish rose. What a surprise! Well, say. Just don't forget he's a physical education major, boy. All right now, folks, you must help us decide who the winning singing husband's going to be. Your applause will help us. How'd you like Atwood Belcher? Thank you. How'd you like Steve Toohey, singer number two? How about number three, Al Matejko? All right. Fine. Al, you're the winner. You other fellas, Atwood and Steve, thanks for helping us. For each of you, here's a new gentle, gold-filled, bite-free pipe and one of the sensationally new Evans automatic pocket lighters and a set of Ascot toiletries for men. Give those fellas a hand. They tried hard. Al, here's something you can use to cut down on your exercise at your new house. Here's a Pioneer electric lawnmower that cuts your grass with ease, no matter how high or tough. Congratulations to you, our winning singing husband today. Well, let's meet the girls who are going to play Ladies Be Seated. Here they are. Your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Grace Vestal.
Where are you from?
Marion, Ohio.
Hi, Ms. Vestal. Our second player. Your name?
Mrs. Tom Wilson from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Hi, Ms. Wilson. And your name, ma'am?
Miss Clark from Forest Park, Illinois.
Hi, Miss Clark. All right, ladies. The name of the game's Ladies Be Seated, and so in those comfy chairs we provided for you, please be seated. Now, we're going to pass out some noisemakers to you girls to hold on your lap. You're to use those noisemakers to signal me when you know the answer to a question. Don't shout out the answer. Just signal with your noisemaker, and I'll come over to you with the microphone. Now, ladies, yesterday we had a girl who answered all three questions correctly. She was Mrs. Ann Jay of Terryville, Connecticut. She took home a jackpot containing 10 lovely prizes. So we're starting our Ladies Be Seated jackpot with one prize today. It's a Johnson Carper Fashion Trend three-piece bedroom suite, and it's beautiful. All right, now, let me hear your noisemaker, Ms. Vestal. And yours, Mrs. Wilson. And yours, Mrs. Clark. Oh, yes, yes. Now, remember, don't shout out the answer to the question. Sound your noisemaker. If any one of you, any one of the three, gets all these three questions correctly, you'll take home our new jackpot. Here we go with our first round. We're trying for a basket containing the lovely line of Primrose House Cosmetics. It's valued at $50. Tell me, ladies, what famous singer is known as the songbird of the South? Who is it? What do you say, Miss Clark? What?
Kate Smith.
Kate Smith's right. Good for you, Miss Clark. You'll get that lovely basket of cosmetics. Now, on our next round, we're trying for a dozen Dan River sheets and 12 Dan River pillowcases. They have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. I want you to tell me what branch of the Armed Forces Porter Heaps is playing about. Sounds your noisemaker, ladies, if you know. Oh, time's up. Who is an audience? Army Air Corps. Oh, girls, you knew that. Well, nobody will get the jackpot today. Let's see if somebody can take home this prize. It's a lovely Whitnar watch. Now, tell me what I don't want you to throw at me.
Don't throw ha-has at me. Don't please my folks.
Ladies, don't you know? What do you say, Miss Clark?
Bouquets.
Bouquets! That's all you had to say. You get the Whitmore watch. The other two ladies get consolation prizes. And now this is Tom Moore waving goodbye until Monday from Ladies Be Seated. Goodbye.
Stay tuned for Add a Line, which follows next over many of these stations. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
You are listening to WLS, the Prairie Farmer Station, Chicago 7, Illinois. Give generously to Chicago's combined Jewish appeal, for then truly you can say to yourself, this is the contribution of my hands and my heart to my community. It is 1:30 Central Standard, 2:30 Daylight Saving Time. The temperature in Chicago now, 83 degrees, humidity 40%.